Hi, this is Chaz Palminteri, and if you're thinking about getting your eyes done, the only person to see is Dr. Rothman of LASIK of Nevada. I flew all the way from New York to be here, and Dr. Rothman did my eyes. And all I could say is, it's a miracle. I could see. You see Dr. Rothman of LASIK of Nevada.
Broadcasting live from the Vegas Video Network studios, just steps from the Las Vegas Strip.
It's time to get on the right side of sports betting. It's time for the Odds Couple.
Welcome to the Odds Couple on the world famous Vegas Video Network. My name is Scott Pritchard, joined as always my good friend and co-host Anthony Padilla.
Thanks, buddy. Glad to be back. Following that fantastic NBA All-Star game last week, we are hitting it again this week. We will be talking about Dwight Howard not on the first bus out of town. Not necessarily all the colors of the rainbow, but definitely all the colors of the casino player cards and Twitter bullies.
We have a new segment on the show, The Odds Couple. It's called What Say You? We're talking sports, more specifically sports betting, professional sports betting. The NBA trade deadline has come and gone. We have about 25 regular season games to go for the NBA before the playoffs kick into high gear. For all intent and purpose, the heavy hitters, the Miami Heat, the defending world champions in the NBA, along with the San Antonio Spurs, they have the best record in basketball. The Los Angeles Clippers have been extremely profitable this year as a sports betting team. These three heavy hitters did not do anything per the NBA trade deadline, which was finalized Thursday at 12 noon. What's interesting to me is they're basically saying that they're going to dance with who they brought. What say you?
You know what? It seems like this is happening a lot in the NBA. Like, this is what I have a problem with in the NBA. It's always just a whole lot of nothing. You know, it's this big buildup for nothing to happen. Dwight Howard, they talked about moving, you know, for the past month. I mean, really, since he got there. He hasn't been happy. They're not happy with him. They have the opportunity to unload him, and they keep him around. You know, Jerry Buss has only been in his grave for a couple of days. He's already rolling over in it, because I guarantee you that guy would not feel that Dwight Howard is a piece of the puzzle going forward. I know Kobe's not. How do you have, and I want to know your opinion on this, how do you have an NBA team like the Lakers who are so built on nothing but winning championships? Nobody in that locker room likes Dwight Howard. Nobody wants him around. He doesn't want to be there. But for some reason, he says the right things to the media. They say the right things. They keep him around. But you have the chance to get rid of him and get something in return that could actually help you move on.
Well, it's a very interesting question, because Dwight Howard in the past has been a star. But the fact is, I agree with Anthony, okay, because the fact is the Lakers are going to probably lose Dwight Howard anyway. He's not happy in L.A. He's going to be a free agent at the end of the season. So why not get something today as opposed to getting squat in a few short weeks or months? Now, Josh Smith, star player for the Atlanta Hawks, a lot of speculation that he was going to go to the Clippers, maybe Kevin Garnett from the Boston Celtics going to the Clippers. Oftentimes, the best trade is the one that does not take place. What say you?
You know what? It's funny to me, because I was waiting, you know, with all the names that were supposedly going to be traded. Not one big name went. When J.J. Redick is the biggest name that goes in the trade, you know what I mean? Like, there's something going on here, because there's a lot of guys that a lot of teams could move. It takes me back a couple of years when the Suns had the opportunity. That was when Kevin Garnett was looking to get out of Minnesota. And I'm kind of wondering if this Lakers situation is going to play out much like that did. You know, Kevin Garnett wanted out. The Suns were in prime position to get him, but they didn't want to give up Amari Sotomayor. They didn't even have to give up Amari. All they had to do was give up Marion, and they didn't want to do that. So then KG moves on to the Celtics. The Suns just stand pat. Then the Suns end up, you know, getting rid of Amari and Sean Marion, and they end up with Shaq out of the deal. Like, I don't understand the logic behind some GMs in the NBA.
Well, you keep mentioning the L.A. Lakers, and Kobe Bryant has always, one thing he's never lacked is confidence, namely in himself, but he's really promoting this team right now. He's gone on record as saying he guarantees the Lakers will make the playoffs. I'm here to tell you, I'll take that bet. He's going to regret. The Lakers will not make the NBA playoffs. We have roughly 25 to 27 games left. They're 3.5 games behind the Houston the Houston Rockets, not to be confused with the Houston Texans. I almost fell into song. All right, so you have the Houston Rockets that have a 3.5-game lead over the Lakers, only 25 to 27 games to go. Pau Gasol is still out for the Lakers. I'm telling you, the Lakers, despite all the talent in the world, will not make the playoffs.
And I hope they don't. I am a Laker hater. Can I say that any more clearly? Again, big Suns fan, Laker hater. I don't want to see him anywhere near the play. Actually, I do want to see him make it just to get bounced and swept in the first round. That would be fantastic by a team like the Spurs, which I also hate. But you know what? Speaking of the Spurs, because you couldn't put the Patriots in it, we've actually got the Spurs in our Spin to Win this week. As you all know, Spin to Win is where we've got the wheel with the lovely Tara, who's here once again. This is a month straight. I don't know what's going on, but we are glad she's here. And we have this week the San Antonio Spurs heading to California to take on the Golden State Warriors. The Spurs are favored by 3. Again, in this segment, Scott and I are both forced to take a team and give you a reason why you should bet on that team, because the smart bettor always bets with their head, not with their heart. Tara, if you would, please.
Scotty's got the Spurs.
San Antonio Spurs on the road, not a big deal. Only 5 to 6 teams every year win on the road in the NBA. The San Antonio Spurs, best team in basketball. They have the best record, 2 losses at home. They have 10 losses on the road, 22 wins, 10 losses. Were the sports books not paying attention last night? The San Antonio Spurs just went to Los Angeles and handed the Clippers their ass. They won 116-90 against the Los Angeles Clippers, one of the hottest teams in basketball. The San Antonio Spurs are the best team in basketball. They have the best coach, Greg Popovich. I love this guy. Bottom line is, Pop knows.
Look, Golden State's at home. You know, San Antonio, although they've beat up on Golden State the last, I believe, 16 times they've played them, but Golden State is at home, possibly facing a San Antonio team with not all their starters, because you know as well as we all do, Greg Popovich is the man behind the trend of benching your entire starting team, you know, to give them rest. They're aging. They're getting old, you know, and there's not much else you can do other than put them on the bench for a couple days. It's not a favorite thing around the league, but for some reason it works. They now have the best record, what, 44 wins in the league? That's best. And Golden State, Steph Curry, man, this kid is just doing a lot of big things. Now, you know, Golden State's only a 3-point underdog, and I think at home against, again, a San Antonio team that knows the record that they have coming into California, they're going on the road. There's 20 how many games left?
25
games, 27 games left in the season. And I think this is one of those possible trap games where they're not really feeling they need the win. Golden State still with a lot to prove and trying to, I believe they just lost 5 out of 6. And, you know, they got to get back on track. So I think Golden State actually has a good chance of winning this game.
I look at the San Antonio Spurs, so many things I like about this team. The fact that they win at home, they win on the road. They're the deepest team in the league. Now, Anthony brought up the fact that this San Antonio Spurs team is old, but my friend, please don't understand age with maturity and experience, because I love proven winners. I love the San Antonio Spurs to come out of the West. Forget the Oklahoma City Thunder and forget the LA Clippers. The reason is those are the three heavy hitters in the Western Conference. But the concern is, if you're seeded 2 or 3, that means the Spurs have a big advantage because they will have to beat either the Clippers or the Thunder, but not both, because they will solidify the number 1 spot.
Well, and as much as I'm frustrated with some of the things in the NBA, the one cool thing is once we get closer to the playoffs, you know, those teams really battle for that 1, 2, and 3 spot as it gets closer to the end. Either way, we're getting close and we're going to see it. Folks, we're having a lot of fun with you here on the Vegas Video Network. This is Scott. I'm Anthony. We're talking NBA, college basketball, and Scott's got a couple of things to talk about with some of these casino player cards. When we get back, we're going to take a break. You're watching The Odds Couple right here on the Vegas Video Network.
Oh, hi. I'm Kelly Clinton. That sucked. I wonder if Joan Rivers is watching.
Oh, please. Oh, my God. Who cares?
I don't have a different one. You know who watches this show? Wayne Newton.
You got that right, Kelly. I think you're absolutely beautiful and talented, young lady. 5, 6, 9, 12. Talk your shit.
More camera time for me.
Hey, I wonder if Cher's watching.
Oh, please. I have so many other things to do.
Woo! Hi, I'm Kelly Clinton. I'm the host of Talk Tales, and you're watching the Vegas Video Network. That was horrible.
Welcome back to The Odds Couple on the world-famous Vegas Video Network. My name is Scott Pritchard, joined as always by Anthony Padilla. We would love for you to reach out to us on this network. A couple of ways you can do that. Email us at oddscouple@vegasvideonetwork.com. That's oddscouple@vegasvideonetwork.com. Also, we would love to hear your voice on our show. Go to our website. We have web-based voicemail to the right-hand side, red bar. Click there. In the middle of the page, that big fat green bar, start recording. Also, we field live chat questions, so feel free to dial up and ask us off-the-wall questions, preferably something to do with sports betting. If you do miss us live, don't worry about it. You can reach out to us on iTunes, YouTube, Roku. Every Saturday, this show is rebroadcast on KSHP AM 1400 radio right here in Las Vegas. In the world of sports, namely the world of professional sports betting, you don't have to look far to find frustration. Are you kidding me?
All right. When I told the crew here today that my title was Are You Kidding Me for Are You Kidding Me, they didn't really get it. But it has to do with bullying and words. And this is a joke to me that we're even discussing this. I want to talk about a young Canadian tennis player, 22 years old, Rebecca Marino, has decided to retire from tennis professionally. At one time ranked as high as 38th in the world, which is a big deal because in tennis, they go up to like 1,000, right? So 38th is pretty good. And she's retiring mainly because of the online abuse on her Twitter account. Scott, are you kidding me with this, Rebecca? She said that some of the tweets that she would receive said, and I quote, go die, go burn in hell, other harsh words that people were upset that they bet money on her and they lost. That's just scratching the surface. So what? You're a young girl making a lot of money to play a sport for a living. Look, bullying, I'm going to rub some people the wrong way with this, all right? But bullying is a necessary part of our society. It helps the it's the yin to the yang, all right? Because without the bullies, you don't have kids develop confidence and say, I'm going to show you. Why don't you take that approach? Where is your support team to help get you through this? That's what I want to know. How come for 7 years, this girl says she's been going through anxiety and depression because of the online abuse that she takes? Are you telling me nobody is telling you how good you are? Did you not? I mean, really, how much did you need to get coddled? Because if it comes down to a matter of people saying something that's going to hurt your feelings, I'm Scott. I'm surprised you're here with me ever, you know? And that's just from me. I mean, you got to go through life every day. See, like right there, that's it. Scott would retire from, I don't know, I don't even know what he does, really.
I love the abuse. Too look, much is not enough.
That's right. And look, we all go through it, Rebecca. And I don't misunderstand what I'm saying here, okay? I certainly don't want to be the bully in this. But if I have to be, I will. We all got bullied as kids. We all sometimes are the bully unintentionally. You just got to know when to pull back, when to find somebody to get you through the hard times. But retiring, I mean, really, I suppose it's best that she didn't take it to, you know, extreme measures. But at the same time, come on, just get a backbone a little bit, I think, is what I'm trying to say here. Are you kidding me? Rebecca, come on.
Most sports bettors pride themselves on keeping a low profile. Professional sports bettors, we pride ourselves on keeping no profile. We want to remain anonymous. Just simply go up, bet the limit, move the number, move in, move out, bada bing, bada boom, chop, chop, let's go. Imagine my surprise about 8 days ago when trying to keep a low profile, betting limits at a sports book right here in Las Vegas, where lately, the past few weeks actually, they have been encouraging me, saying the boss wants you to get a player's card. And I said, okay, what is in it for me? Why would I want to get a player's card? She says, well, it's a situation where we get to monitor your plays. I said, that's great for you. What does it do for me again? Well, you get comps. I said, based on what? I said, just let me bet. I don't need a player's card. It takes up too much time. By the time your ticket writers run my card, I've already missed the number. And it's going to be very, very upsetting. They said, no, you get comps. I said, well, what are the comps? And I knew it was minimal. $1 per thousand that you bet. So hypothetically, if you bet $10,000 a day at a sports book, you get $10 in comps. Great. I tip out more than that on a day-to-day basis with the ticket writers. It's good for them, bad for you. But when I went back just 8 days ago, they came up and said, listen, we will not take your action without a player's card. So they're not suggesting it, they're demanding it. Now, it's not just me, it's a select few other professional sports bettors as well. They want to know what you're doing, how you're doing it. Are you kidding me?
Hey, what property is this?
It's Station Properties, Red Rock Hotel Casino.
Okay.
Am I at liberty to say that?
Sure, I mean, it just happened.
I guess so, I just did.
Is anybody else doing that on the strip?
Yes, actually, I've been tossed out of a few sports books over the past 18 years that I've been here, and people that have actually made plays for me have been tossed as well. But after the dust settles, you come back in a month or two or three. But they always want to know who you are, because bottom line is, if you're sharp, you're always going to bet the limit, and you're always going to force them to move their number. And so it's, again, why would you want to have a player's card? It would be one thing, well, even if they were offering $10 per thousand that you're betting based on comps, still, let me just bet. I'll buy my own buffet. I don't need to be tracked.
Do you know what the comps are if you were gambling like at blackjack? Is it the same ratio?
No, it's not even close. The hold for the sports books is considerably lower. So if you're doing table games, which I don't recommend, it's a big time sucker play. Remember, my friends, professional sports betting is unlike a professional blackjack player or a professional slot player. You can't even mention those two people in the same sentence. There are two games of skill in Las Vegas when it comes to gambling. It's live poker and it's professional sports betting. There's a reason why, and I've given this example before, there's a reason why they'll limit me to $100 on a WNBA basketball total at the Strat, but I can go to the craps table and bet $10,000 on one roll of the dice, even though it's a 51-49 edge for the casino. That's going to wrap up this segment of Are You Kidding Me?
No, hold on.
Oh, we're over here. Maybe no. Anthony has something to say.
In that segment, I'm intrigued by that, but one thing that really caught my attention that you said, do they limit you on the buffet?
Every time I go to the buffet, it's probably just a coincidence, but the second time I go, the price is always increased.
Of course, because you push the line and they know they've got it. Absolutely.
I'm a value guy.
You've moved
nothing but facts here, folks. We're here to educate.
You've moved the line.
More bullying on my behalf.
Don't quit, Scott. Don't
this
quit.
Is the part of the show where Anthony and I together put more money into your pocket as we together put you on the right side.
All right, the right side this week, we're going to get right into, I do not want to discuss my pick 2 weeks ago because I lost, and I don't want to hear it from the guy next to me. But you know what? We just got into the NBA season, and we started the NFL season. I went 0-3 my first 3 weeks, so I'm looking for that same trend. Then I killed it the rest of the way. I think I won the last 12 games I picked. I don't know. But I did lose the first game of this NBA season. This week, I'm going back with my Phoenix Suns again, who are at home taking on the Boston Celtics, who are visiting and are two-point favorites in this game. I don't know what to say at this point about the Suns. You know, it's hard enough being a Cowboys fan and having to deal with that week in and week out. Same thing with the Diamondbacks. The Suns, over the past couple of years, have been the biggest heartbreakers around. And this year, it's a joke, really. I mean, this is a young team who, you know, they kind of felt maybe they weren't playing well because Alvin Gentry, you know, just wasn't clicking with them. Since he's been gone and they've had Lindsey Hunter at the helm, they've gone 5-9. So obviously there's deeper issues. This isn't like a L.A. Lakers situation when you've got a lot of big names and you just can't get them to gel. And then you bring in a coach like D'Antoni who runs up and down the court with a bunch of older guys. You've got a very young team. And some scraps, basically, you know, some guys that other teams just didn't want. And I don't know what the answer is. I really don't. But they're dead last. I mean, they're almost in the top 25 in the NCAA ranks. But, I mean, it's a sad thing to see how they could fall so far so fast. You know, and Boston coming into town, unfortunately, they are without Rajon Rondo, who tore up his knee. And I don't know if a lot of people remember, the Suns dealt Rondo to the Celtics. I'm sure they wish they had that one back. Of course, Garnett, who they also could have had. So really, it's like the Suns playing a Celtics team that could have been the Suns. And the Celtics have actually been to the playoffs numerous times in the past few years. And the Suns keep struggling to cross the threshold. Now they're just the other end of the spectrum. This game in particular, I'm surprised the Celtics are only two-point favorites. Suns are a modest 12-13 at home this year. Boston coming to town. Again, they're tired, they're old, but I still think, let's just get to it. All right, you've got a young Suns team against a veteran Celtics squad. 2 points is not going to be, I mean, the Celtics are going to win this by 10. The right side for me, folks, the Celtics minus the two. Like Scott says, see the cashier, cash your ticket, go get your free buffet coupon.
Before we get to my right side for this week, I do want to recap a little bit as far as while Anthony and I did for the NFL football season. ATS against the spread, world-class kicking ass, including the Super Bowl. The last couple 3 weeks, collectively, we went 5-0. Anthony went 3-0 ATS against the spread. I went 2-0 the 1 week I didn't have a play because it involved the Pro Bowl. But last week, again, for the record, going 5-0 ATS against the spread, the chances of that happening are 32-1 against. All right. Now, last week, with the odds couple, Vegas Video Network, we started with NBA basketball. We went 0-2 ATS against the spread. The odds of going 0-2 against the spread are 3-1 against. Now that I've thoroughly confused you, I want to talk about my play. We're looking at the Minnesota T-Wolves taking on the Thunder of Oklahoma City. Now, the Thunder, again, they went to the NBA championship a year ago. A great, great basketball team, a high-scoring team. They will simply outscore you. I like this team because they shoot extremely well. Three-pointers, field goal percentage very high, free throws. They get to the free throw line, and Kevin Durant, no one is better from the free throw line than this guy, and the ball is going to be in his hand late. Now, the opposition, the team that they're playing, the Minnesota T-Wolves, never been accused of playing defense. The total for this game is 204. I like the over. Red Rover, Red Rover, I love the over. Boom, shakalaka.
You always do.
No, that's not true. Actually, I've often said that underdogs are undervalued. And long term, if you track my plays, whether it's PritchardsPicks.com or VegasInsider.com, I generally am an under player. But today, and today only, over 204, the T-Wolves against the Thunder.
Now, we've got the scouting combine this weekend.
Yeah.
I'm sure you're excited about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it's news to me.
Right, of course it is.
Can you not bet? Obviously, you can't bet it or I'd know about it.
Yeah, well, I'm sure you could try.
I don't know. Could I?
Why couldn't you? Why couldn't you bet on guys 40 times? Or Wonderlic scores?
I don't know. I don't know. Maybe that's something you should ask a sportsbook operator. I am a sportsbook bettor.
Well, I would think you would just be trying to work something out there.
You think?
Why not?
No. No. What do you have going this weekend? Anything at all?
Same old. Same old good stuff that I hope you'll join me for over at the LVH. This is actually 6 months. I'm excited about that. 6 months I've been at the LVH in the Shimmer Cabaret, Comedy After Dark with myself. And this weekend I've got some friends in town, some guys that I work on the road with quite a bit, and they're joining me in town. It's the Flips and Beaners Comedy Jam when we do it in other cities. It's Filipino and Hispanic comics for the uneducated, but they're in town having some fun with me all weekend, so come out, have a good time with us. Scott, what are you doing?
Well, first of all, I want to promote the show. I've been a part of the show once, twice a month. Comedy After Dark, LVH, Anthony Padilla, 10 o'clock. Again, outstanding show. Check it out. If you're in Las Vegas this weekend, check out his show on Friday night. I do stand-up comedy on the Strip every Saturday. LA Comedy Club, we moved. Do not go. Please stop going to Planet Hollywood. We've moved. We're at Bally's Hotel Casino. My good buddy Jacob Cannon, executive co-host producer here at Vegas Video Network, his lovely wife Sally came to the show a couple of weeks ago. They simply laughed their asses off. Jacob is like 7 pounds lighter than he was. So check it out, LA Comedy Club, Bally's, also my plays, VegasInsider.com, PritchardsPicks.com. For Anthony Padilla, my name is Scott Pritchard. Great having you with us. Good night, good afternoon, have a good weekend, and good luck.
Hit the buffet.